Okay, go ahead.
My dear friends, I wanted to give you an update based on having read material portions of the government response to our appeal, which, as you know, they took 11 months to answer. That was after us taking almost 5 years because the court pretended like they had lost the records until the higher court got involved and said, find them, and then they said, oh, they've been there here all the time. We just looked in the wrong place. In any event, it is obvious that the response by the government was done by a third stringer. And I don't know whether that is indicative that they are not worried about the case or whether they realize they're bound to lose it and they didn't want to invest a lot of time in it. Just in the first 39 and a half pages, which is what's called the statement of facts, there are dozens of material misstatements of fact. Some of those being the Attorney General lying about what witnesses said. Some of those being repeating witnesses' lies that are proven in the record are lies. I'm briefing those as we speak, and I've briefed the top six of them, which any of those should cause the case to be reversed, but that depends on A, whether my...
This call and your telephone number will be monitored and recorded.
Gail Harper pays attention to what I send her, which sometimes we doubt, and B, whether the court then really looks into the facts, because my assumption is they tend to believe the Attorney General is telling the truth. I don't know why they would do that, but they do, or at least they seem to. The problem is the Attorney General gets to realize that, and they lie more and more. But in any event, the response does not look good for the government. They did a very poor job on it. Our situation should be very, very good. I'm overwhelmed with work on that, however. Probably will take me the next 2 or 3 weeks to answer it. And Gail Harper has gotten back to us that she will ask for 1 or 2 continuances. Otherwise, she would only have 20 days to reply to it, which is good because it's going to take me so long to do it. I'm working 10, 12 hours a day as much as I can on responding to what I read and pointing out facts in her, facts for her, which are sometimes so complicated I don't think she probably would pick them up because they're, you know, just so complex, even though she's a good attorney. I do need to ask you folks if you would please see if you can help us out financially. The last thing I can afford to do right now is spend time worrying about money, juggling to get by, or writing special letters to try to get money. So if any of you guys can please, please help us, any little bit, we'll have $25, $50, $100, $200, would all be sent to Ken Landerman, at the normal address he has, which I think is 1241 Channel Drive, no, 1240 Channel Drive, Unit number 1, Monmouth Beach, New Jersey, 07750. I will ask Ken, though, to have that on the blog in case I put it on wrong, so you can check the blog if any of you can help us. I hope everybody's doing well. We look like we're coming nearer the end of this journey, and even if for some wild reason we don't win on the direct appeal, I'm still 100% convinced that we'll win on the habeas corpus. For example, just one thing, I've plotted out absolute 100% confirmations of witness statements that are missing. There's 311 of them missing just for trial witnesses, and those are required to be produced or reverse the conviction. Again, I hope you're all doing well. I thank you for your support and prayers. Bye.